بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد Respected Ulama Ikram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, the day of Jumu'ah, Friday, this is a very, very special day in the week. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, certain ahadith, obviously we're not going to go into the details now, he mentions certain specialities of this day. This month of Ramadan, this is our last Jumu'ah for this year. We don't know next year Ramadan, we will be here or not. However, Ramadan, the seeds that we will plant now, the foundation that we will lay in Ramadan, inshallah, the objective behind that is how that can permeate for the rest of the year. Jumu'ah is one of the shi'ars and symbols of Islam. And it is tragic, ironical to note that particularly in our context, in our country, so observe now, particularly after the COVID crisis, which was supposed to bring people closer to the masjid, we see that because of regulations at that time, some instances Jumu'ahs were being done on the business premises. Some instances there was a shortcut version of Jumu'ah introduced. People were trying to get the Jumu'ah done as quickly as possible because of restrictions. The problem is that once those restrictions were lifted, we find that illa mashallah, day by day, week by week, the level of apathy so far as Jumu'ah is concerned is increasing in the ummah. One simple example of that, very, very great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We find in ahadith, when it comes to the Jumu'ah, he said, ibtakara. Ibtakara, ibtikar. What is that? It means come early for Jumu'ah. Doesn't mean look for the earliest Jumu'ah so that you can leave the earliest. What it means, come early for Jumu'ah. Make ghusl, apply itr, try and walk to the masjid. One riwayat, it comes for every step that you take walking to the masjid on the day of Jumu'ah, Allah wipes away 1 year's sins and gives you 1 year's ibadat reward. Such an opportunity this day of Jumu'ah represents for us. In fact, Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi, rahimahullah, he mentions the call of one of the Salaf Salihin, Al-Jumu'atu Hajjatul Masakin. That Jumu'ah is the hajj of the poor people. Poor people can't afford to go for hajj. Their Jumu'ah becomes hajj. Such great reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept. Khutbah of Jumu'ah, to listen to it is wajib. In fact, fuqaha have mentioned that the Jumu'ah salah is not 4 rakats as compared to Zuhr salah. The khutbah takes the place of 2 rakats. So we have to behave in that khutbah like how we behave in salah. However, from a fiqhi point of view, that khutbah takes place in Arabic. It's important in Shariat for us to understand the mansha of Allah's command. By Allah's law, you and I at least once a week are required with absolute attentiveness to listen to a talk of deen. In countries where we don't understand Arabic, the ulama have stepped forward and the bayan is given before the khutbah. The mansha of that bayan, the reason it was introduced, is that the talk of deen must still take place. The people don't understand Arabic, so this is why the bayan is given in English. What has happened with you and I is that wherever announcement is made, that listen, there won't be a Jummah talk, or the Jummah talk will be very short, you'll find the crowd is very big there. And gradually, that one chance in the week that this dead heart, this heart that is making, that is running behind the dunya for the whole week, gets a chance once a week to listen properly to the talks of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that opportunity also we are not giving. Why? Because we are very busy. We have a hectic schedule. We got no time. لا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله. Don't become like those. Allah says, O people of Iman, don't become like those that forgot Allah, because Allah will make you forget yourself. Ask ourselves, what are the seeds that we are planting for the next generation? If we are going to look for the shortest possible cut Jumu'ah, what are our children going to do? What are the seeds that we are planting? There was a time the elders, the earlier generations, our forefathers, they had the azmat, they had the value of the day of Jumu'ah. They would come early. They would sit in the bayan properly. Masjid is to be full before the bayan can start also. Like I said, it's not compulsory to listen to that English talk, but understand the mansha of Shariat. You are required to listen to a talk of deen. It's in Arabic because of fiqhi regulations. This was the replacement, so at least have value for it. By Padiya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, how much ihtimam and exhortation he used to give to this. That don't let go of this practice. So this is a humble appeal, my respected brothers. Take the day of Jumu'ah, make it an auspicious day. Value it. Come early, ibtikar, practice on the sunnah, and let the next generation at least receive this legacy from us, the value that my parents had for Jumu'ah. Because understand, if you are going to look for this shortcut, like what is happening nowadays, the next generation, it will be even worse. So it is very, very important that we do that. Over and above that, that was not actually my intention, I digressed. There are certain specialities of the day of Jumu'ah. One, as we mentioned, very important to come early. Ghusl, try and walk, etc. Spend as much time as possible in the masjid. Certain specialities amongst them, in the hadith we find Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that on the day of Jumu'ah, Ramadan or out of Ramadan, every day of Jumu'ah, every week, there is one sa'a. Sa'a means a short period of time where whatever dua you make, Allah will accept. Whatever dua, maqbool, mustajab time on the day of Jumu'ah. What is that time? Ulama have given some up to 40 different opinions. Most popular opinions, one is the gap between the two khutbahs. There obviously we won't make dua audibly, you make it in your heart. And second is the time from Asr till Maghrib. Asr till Maghrib on the day of Jumu'ah. This is a maqbool time. But it reverberates, can be anywhere in the day of Jumu'ah. So value that day. Third speciality is salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Man salla alayya wahidatan sallallahu alayhi biha ashra. This is not for Jumu'ah, this is any time. Send one salawat, one durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Minimum Allah will send 10 rahmats and mercies upon you. When Allah, this amal and this command of salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama say there is no command of Allah in the entire Quran that's presented like this. Not salah, not zakat, not hajj. Nowhere does Allah say Allah makes salah or Allah makes hajj or Allah makes zakat and Allah's malaika makes salah and zakat and hajj and now you must do it. No. Only one amal. The shan, the status, one is salat and salam. Salam, Allah Ta'ala in the Quran mentions salam to the other anbiya also. And only anbiya in the Quran, Allah speaks of kings, Allah speaks of rulers, pious kings and rulers too. In Surah Kahf, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنْ ذِي الْقَرْنَيْنِ قُلْ سَأَتْلُوا عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْهُ ذِكْرًا إِنَّا مَكَّنَّا لَهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَآتَيْنَاهُ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ سَبَبًا. One whole ruku on this king, yet in the whole Quran you won't find salamun ala dhil qarnain. Allah doesn't send salam on him. Who does Allah send salam to? Salamun ala nuhin fil alameen. Salamun ala ilyasin. Salamun ala Ibrahim. Salamun ala Musa wa Harun. Salamun ala al-mursaleen. Salamun all the anbiya. But when it comes to the shan of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it technically should have been salamun ala Muhammad. But here, the whole mode of expression of the Quran changes. All these other salams, salamun ala nuhin fil alameen, salamun ala al-mursaleen, salamun ala ilyasin, salamun ala Musa wa Harun. You have to see the siyaq, you have to look before and after to see who's sending the salam. Here, Allah starts with ismu zat, his name. Inna Allaha. What is inna in this context? Mano ya na mano, ye baat bilkul barhaq hai. Accept it or don't accept it, this is the absolute truth. Inna Allaha. Verily Allah, Allah brings his name, ismu zat. Then, wal malaika, it should have been. But Quran doesn't say that. Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu. Allah brings his name again. Inna Allaha, verily Allah and Allah's malaika. And then yusallun, yusallun. This word has two meanings in it. Takrar, in other words, repetition. And istimrar, which means perpetuity. Correct translation of this, verily Allah and Allah's malaika are repeatedly sending salawat and will continually send salawat ala nabi, ala an nabi, on this august azimushan nabi. There is no injunction in the whole Quran that's presented like this. Ya ayyuhal ladheen, after this introduction, Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladheen amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. O you who believe, send salawat upon him and send salam upon him. Abdurrahman bin Auf says, once I went into the orchard looking for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When I came across him, I found my Nabi in sajda. It was such a long sajda that I feared that Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had passed away. When he woke up from that sajda, I mentioned to him, Ya Rasulullah, such a long sajda. He said, O Abdurrahman, Jibreel came and informed me that my Allah says, Man salla alayka min ummatik sallaytu alay, wa man sallamta alayya min ummatik sallamtu alay, that anyone from your ummah that will send salawat upon you, I, Allah, will send salawat on them. Anyone from your ummah will send salam upon you, I, Allah, will send salam upon them. فَسَجَدْتُ لِلَّهِ شُكْرًا. So I fell to the ground to make the shukr of my Allah. This is not an ordinary amal. Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu once goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. كَمْ أَجْعَلُ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ صَلَاتِكَ. Ya Rasulullah, from the time that I have set aside for my dua, my askar, etc., from that time, how much must I devote to salawat? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as much as you want. So he said, Ya Rasulullah, can I devote 1/3? He said, okay, but if you do more, it will be better for you. Half, okay, do more, it will be better for you. 3/4, do more, it will be better for you. Then he says, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, aj'alu laka salati kulliha. All my time, all my dua time, I will devote it to salawat. My Nabi smiled at him and what he said, idhan tukfa hammuk wa yughfar dhambuk. If you do this, all your worldly pareshani, mental depression, whatever is troubling you, Allah will become sufficient for you. And all your sins, Allah will forgive. This is such an amal. And particularly on the day of Jumu'ah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the salat that is sent to me by my ummah on a Thursday night and on a Friday It comes in the hadith, Ma'rudatun ilayya. A special presentation is made in Madinah Munawwara that Ya Rasulullah, certain ummati of yours has sent salam for you. Especially that salam of the day of Jumu'ah, the salawat of the day of Jumu'ah is presented to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who will excessively send salawat to me on the night of Jumu'ah, Thursday night and Friday, he will be the closest to me on the day of judgment. Hazrat Shaykh Murad Zakariya rahmatul alayhi has mentioned salawat, special ihtimam we should make on the night of Jumu'ah and day of Jumu'ah. Salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to such an extent, he used to emphasize this even more than tilawat of Quran on the day of Jumu'ah. So it's not difficult. Brothers are in i'tikaf, in the masjid. You've already supposed to have freed yourself. Doesn't have to be a long durood. Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala nabiyyil ummi, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, alf, alf, marra. Amongst all the salawat that you can send, ulama say, afdalus salawat, the most virtuous salawat is the one we read in tashahud. After ashadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, what we call durood Ibrahim, that is the most virtuous. But even a short version, at least 1,000 times, Thursday night and Friday, we should be sending salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Each time, minimum 10 rahmats, 10 blessings we will get from Allah. And by excessively sending salawat, inshallah, we will get the sifarish and shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another khususiyat or speciality of the day of Jumu'ah. Deen is something we have to practice, not talk. Today, unfortunately, there's a lot of talking, very little practice. Let us use this month of Ramadan as the stepping stone to introduce these things in our lives. For example, Surah Hamim al-Dukhan. Surah Hamim al-Dukhan, 25th juz of the Quran. Hamim wal-Kitab al-Mubin, inna anzallahu fi laylatin mubarakah. 4 pages in our 13-line Quran. Man qara'a Hamim al-Dukhan Laylatul Jumu'ah ghufira lahu. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that person who on the night of Jumu'ah will read Hamim al-Dukhan, Allah will forgive all his sins. Ramadan, this is the stepping stone to create a special affinity and link with the Quran. Surah Kahf. If you can't read the whole Surah Kahf, in one hadith it comes, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the person of my ummah who will learn the first 10 verses of Surah Kahf. First 10 verses of Surah Kahf, Allah will save him from the fitna of Dajjal. And what is Dajjal? Sharru ghaibin yuntadhar. Sharru ghaibin yuntadhar. How many people, Allah protect us, will lose their iman through the fitna of Dajjal? I often say this, that coronavirus, all the coronavirus of the whole world put together won't fit in one can. You can't even see that virus. And our masjids got empty, and in many places have not filled up to the level they were before that virus. Right up till now, years have passed. One small test Allah sent, and you can't even see it. What is going to happen? Allah protect us when that fitna comes. Dajjal will order a dead man to come to life in front of you. Comes in hadith. It's not raining, he'll command rain, rain will come. He'll show you what you'll think is Jannah, show you what you'll think is Jahannam. Allah protect us. My Nabi said, this is the worst fitna that is coming upon my ummah. We were given a comfort. We were given a protective defense system. Read Surah Kahf on the night of Jumu'ah or on the day of Jumu'ah. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, for the whole week, Allah will light you with nur. You will get the special nur, illumination and guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by reading Surah Kahf. So if you are not proficient, read the first 10 and the last 10 verses. So slowly increase. Those of us who can read proficiently, read fluently, you are already, many of you, mashallah, are in i'tikaf, in the path of Allah, in the masjid. If now we will not practice upon these sunnahs, when are we ever going to practice on it? So very, very important, my respected brothers. One is, just to recap what we spoke, tabkir, come early for Jumu'ah. Make ghusl, apply itar, try and walk to the masjid. Come early. Give ihtimam to the talk of deen that takes place. Qala Allah, qala Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one chance in the week we are getting, let us come early, listen to the bayan properly, before the khutbah, and then sit in the khutbah, and carry out the injunctions there also, the way we are supposed to do it. With that, special attention to salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of Jumu'ah, and increasing our tilawat of Quran, and increasing our mayyar of dua, dua, dua. The whole ummat is in parishani. And these are occasions, days, times when duas are accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq, subhanallah.